Chapter 1. The Trip. Perhaps this private diary that I'm now starting to write will be found one day by accident, so I won't mention who I am. My name is well known in England, where the newspapers have often written about me. They describe me as a wealthy gentleman, sportsman, and hunter, whose principal interest in life is hunting and killing wild animals. In the mid-1930s, I decided to go on a hunting trip to Poland, and I spent a pleasant 2 weeks there. I must confess, however, that I had an additional motive for my trip. Even before I left England, I had been asking myself a question. Would it be possible to hunt a person, such as a dangerous political leader, in the same way that one would hunt a wild animal? Would it be possible to shoot at a man who was always well guarded? It was with these questions in my mind that I packed my equipment before leaving for Poland. I remember packing the telescopic sight for my rifle and asking myself whether I would really need this on my trip. Although I had no clear plans at that moment, I felt that it would be useful. I certainly had no definite intention of shooting anyone, but I still decided to take both the rifle and the telescopic sight with me. After my 2 weeks in Poland, I decided to cross the border into a neighbouring country for more hunting. I had been thinking more and more about this question of trying to kill a political leader, and moreover, I had personal reasons for hating the leader of the country I was now in. The woman I had once loved had been active in fighting against his regime and had been executed by order of this man, so perhaps there was an idea of revenge in my mind. In the end, I decided to test my idea. I had my rifle, my permit to carry it, and a reason for having it with me. I wanted to see whether I could get close enough to the leader to aim my rifle at him. I planned nothing more than that. I sent my baggage home to England by train and continued on foot. I carried only a small bag on my back, my rifle, the telescopic sight, some maps, and my binoculars. I travelled at night and hid in the hills and forests during the day. I enjoyed the sense of adventure. When I arrived at the grounds of the house where the leader lived, I spent a whole day exploring the area and studying it carefully to see where I could hide. It was a frightening day. All the trees and bushes had been cut down, so that it was difficult to find a hiding place. And of course, all the land around the house was very well patrolled. I could only be really safe by lying flat on the ground. I often feared that I would be found and questioned by the guards, but I never was. My experience as a hunter had taught me how to hide, and nobody saw me. Towards evening, I found a low cliff with a clear view of the terrace of the house, which I calculated was about 500 metres away. I spent the night on the cliff, sleeping peacefully on the pine needles under a large pine tree. Early the next morning, I climbed down from the cliff and found a hiding place a few metres below it. From there, I would be able to see the leader very clearly if he came out of the house. Above my head, I could hear footsteps, and I soon discovered that somebody walked past every 10 minutes. Once I was certain of that, I came out of my hiding place and followed him, without letting him see me. I wanted to understand his exact routine. The person, a guard, was a strong young man, but he had obviously lived most of his life in an industrial town. He wasn't used to the countryside and wouldn't have seen me if I had been right under his feet. He sensed perfectly well that he wasn't alone, because he often turned round and stared in my direction. He's probably telling himself that he's just nervous or imagining things, I thought. After following the guard, I knew how long I could be out of my hiding place and the route I should take to escape. I waited until the guard had passed me, and then I ran quickly back to my hiding place. I watched the terrace carefully and prepared my rifle with a telescopic sight attached to it. When the leader came out onto the terrace a little later, I could see him clearly through the sight. He was facing me, and he was looking at his watch. He would never have known what had hit him, if I had intended to shoot, that is. Just as I was taking aim, I heard a shout, and then something heavy hit me on the back of my head. The guard had seen me and had thrown a stone at me. He was standing beside me and pointing his revolver at my head. We stared at each other. "You're 7 minutes early," I said incoherently. "I came back," he said. "I knew." I had been incredibly stupid. I knew that this young man had sensed that someone was watching him and following his movements. I shouldn't have been so sure of myself. The guard called his commanding officer. The two of them arrested me and took me to the house for interrogation.